Coronavirus has touched down in Michigan. Two people have tested positive for COVID-19 in the state. And in northern Michigan, some people can get swabbed, but results take time because samples have to be driven to Lansing. IPR's Taylor Wisner reports.
As of yesterday, Michigan has the ability to test up to 400 people for COVID-19, the disease caused by the new coronavirus. However, some people need multiple tests before the virus can be confirmed. That decreases the availability for others. So far, 77 people in Michigan have been approved for coronavirus testing. As of Wednesday afternoon, 18 test results are pending and 2 tests are positive. But it's not a simple process to get a test. Joshua Meyerson is the director of 3 local health departments in northern Michigan. He says if people worry they were exposed to the virus or are showing symptoms, they should call their doctor or a hospital.
Some people, if they have mild illness, may not even need to be seen by their physician. But if testing is needed, then that would be coordinated with the health department at this time.
Meyerson says this weekend, one northern Michigan resident did just that. The person had traveled abroad and started showing flu-like symptoms. After consulting with their doctor and the local health department, the groups determined a test was necessary. They requested a test with the state, swabbed the patient, and drove the specimens to the state lab in Lansing for testing. Within 24 hours, the sample came back negative for COVID-19. Some in the community have voiced concerns about the availability of these tests. Lynn Sutphin is with the State Department of Health and Human Services in Lansing. She says Michigan has enough testing kits for now, but she says the test supply is limited, so people need to be screened to make sure they fit the criteria before getting the test.
Healthcare providers are working very closely with the local health department as well as the state health department to, you know, determine, you know, who should be tested, you know, who has those symptoms and potentially that travel history. So, you know, those are all things that are taken into consideration when these tests are provided.
Sutphin says the state has requested more kits from the CDC, but it's unclear when they'll arrive. She says if the state starts to run low on testing supplies, it can order more from a private company in Iowa. The kits would likely arrive in a few days.
We feel that we are prepared at the state lab with the tests that we have. In addition, we know that private labs have come online to provide testing. In addition, we know that state hospitals will still have the option to begin testing as well.
Private labs would speed up the test results and increase the number of tests available, but they aren't up and running yet. And the two major hospital systems in northern Michigan, Munson and McLaren, both say they aren't yet able to run tests on site. For now, the safe bet, public health officials agree, is to self-isolate if showing signs of being ill. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Taylor Wisner.